RTE2FM. The International Literature Festival Dublin, the ILFD, is actually kicking off this Friday, the 19th of May, for a 10-day live literary celebration, returning to Merrion Square Park with its biggest ever programme for over, has over 180 events featuring a really diverse mix of authors and speakers and creatives and performers from over 28 countries. Wow, that's a big event. And one of those events is with the illustrator of the iconic Horrible Histories series, Martin Brown, and he's on the line. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. Can't be too bad.
Lovely. Listen, for the very, very, very few who don't know, what are Horrible Histories?
That's a good question. They are children's non-fiction books about history, British, Irish, Scottish history, mostly. But we do Romans and we do Greeks and a few other Aztecs and things. But, of course, we leave the nasty bits in because it's horrible histories. And they're funny and they're entertaining and they're...
And kids love the horrible bits.
They do, they do.
How long have they been in print?
Well, now, you see.
Go on, show your age.
This year is our 30th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Which is, it is kind of wonderful and ever so slightly scary as well, that amount of time has gone by since we started. Because we didn't know they were going to do this. You know, we did a couple and we did a couple more and then 30 years went by.
Here you are. When did you first meet the author, Terry Deary?
Well, that was after the idea of the books happened, really. He approached them with an idea to do a series of, or a history, a funny history book. Mm-hmm. And I was working for the same publishers doing a different series of books. And they put us together. And the Horrible Histories grew out of that. So I met him not long before we began.
Amazing. Was it always the idea to do the book in its highly illustrated style? Was that from the get-go? And how did you come up with, or how did you decide on that illustration style?
Well, I guess, I'm called the illustrator, but I'd call myself a cartoonist.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to do when I grew up. That's what I want to do still when I grow up. I want to be a cartoonist because it's drawing and it's writing. It's the gag. So
yes.
Although I'm called the illustrator, I have to write the gags as well mostly. I've got to come up with the images and the speech bubbles. So they brought me on board to do that. And so there was going to be lots of these sort of funny little drawings with jokes. And Terry supplied these wonderful stories. And he says that, you know, I say I'm not an illustrator, I'm a cartoonist. And he says he's not a historian, he's a storyteller. Mm. And of course, history has the best stories.
Absolutely. A cartoonist. Where did that come from? I mean, why and how did you want to be a cartoonist?
Well, I'll throw it right back. Why wouldn't you? It's such a brilliant job. And it's I grew up looking at the cartoons in the newspapers in Melbourne in Australia and loving the comic strips and the editorial cartoons. And it's just, it's drawing. And of course, drawing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
We might come back to that. But it's doing drawings that are funny as well as being fun. And what's not to like? So, yeah, my heroes were the cartoonists back in the day. The Schultz, who did Peanuts and Charlie Brown and Snoopy and all those guys, and it just seemed like the dream job. And so when I came to London, I tried to be a cartoonist. I wanted to be a cartoonist, but ended up working in children's books, and which is weird because here I am cartooning, but just not for newspapers.
The generation who read these books when they were first released in the 90s are now parents who might have children.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sorry, just keep going over this. And their children are discovering and enjoying the same books. I mean, that must be an amazing feeling.
I did a signing yesterday, and there was a lad in the in the queue, and he just bought a new book. Lovely new book, fresh out, printed, I don't know, weeks ago. And he also had his dad's book, which was probably a first edition. It was certainly a very, very early book. And it's kind of, I was speechless in a way, because I am so lucky. That is such a privilege. And it was kind of, also you could see the way my style's changed over the years slightly.
Have you a favorite then of book? I mean, in the 30 years of the book series, have you got a favorite?
I think I have, and forgive me, this is going to sound like I'm just saying this because of the audience. But we did, you know, these are the Tudors and the Egyptians and, you know, the usual suspects. I really like the Stone Age. Okay. And the Georgians, because their hair is ridiculous. But I've got to say that I think one of my favorites, we did these specials of countries. And one of my favorites has got to be Ireland. Maybe because I was less familiar with Irish history. Mm. But it was fun because it took you from, you know, year dot right through to, you know, recent times. So it wasn't just the Tudors. It wasn't just, the Stuarts. It was the whole sweep of Irish history. And
what stood out to you about the Ireland's horrible history? Which part stood out to you?
Once again, it's the stories. I mean, you go back far enough and they're more like legends. You know, the story of Mona Glenny and the golden ghost barge. And then you come up to date with sort of things that are less fun, whether it's Cromwell or Burke and Hare. You know, Burke came from Cork. He's famous in Scotland. But Grace O'Malley, the, you know, pirate queen. It's just wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff.
You're reminding us all now as well. But you're not just a cartoonist. You write. I mean, you've your own books as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I know. It's taken a while. I suppose I've always been writing because that's what a cartoonist
of
does.
Of course, yeah.
Even if there are no words in a drawing, you write it. You design it. There's a narrative. So all I'm doing, I suppose, is filling in some of the gaps with words. So I did a couple of books about animals called Lesser Spotted Animals, which are non-fiction books about the animals that we're probably less familiar with.
Okay.
As we say, the brilliant beasts you never knew you needed to know about. But that then got me thinking, well, I quite like this writing lark. So I finally turned my hand to fiction, made up stories.
That like?
I know, who knew? Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, I hear it's going to be huge.
It'll catch on, I don't know. But I've loved it. I don't know if they're good, bad, or indifferent. I just really love doing them. They're called Nell and the Cave Bear. They're sort of for a younger readership, a newly independent readers possibly. It's about a little girl and her pet cave bear set in Neolithic times. And they're sort of simple and they're sort of sweet and no one gets divorced or dies. And it's about this little girl and her adventures with her best friend who happens to be a bear.
Amazing.
And it's great fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Not as much fun as you're going to have in Dublin at the International Literature Festival in Merrion Park.
I know.
That's
so
going
to
be big.
To that.
Yes, and everybody is too now. Listen, Martin, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. There we go. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? And you need to go and check it out. It's Friday the 19th of May. It's a 10-day live literary celebration. And that was, of course, Martin Cartoonist of the iconic Horrible Histories, Martin Brown, speaking to us there about the International Literature Festival. It is Merrion Square Park, Dublin, this Friday, as I said, the 19th of May. It's 10 days. 10 days. Whoa. Okay. So make sure you catch it one of those days.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.